This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 6th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying clear skies while Jerusalem remains pleasantly cool. A perfect night to be out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, an Israeli strike in southern Lebanon has killed a Lebanese army general and two soldiers. The IDF states the incident is under review. Also, according to Walla, the Pentagon has raised the Israeli espionage threat level to critical. This follows concerns about Israeli surveillance of senior Trump administration officials. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports the IDF's southern Lebanon strike may have hit Lebanese army personnel. The military is investigating. Separately, I-24 News highlights that the IDF confirmed a soldier was filmed assaulting Palestinians during clashes in Huwara. And finally, Axios reports that Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but may aid Trump's peace efforts with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Times of Israel reports Iranian students are protesting across the country over changes to exams. Several arrests have been noted. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, posted earlier today about the Pentagon's growing concern over espionage threats from Israel. This concern follows incidents of surveillance software being found on American defense personnel's phones. Ynet Global details that the new Mossad chief, Roman Goffman, has ousted his deputy. This move is part of reshaping the agency's leadership. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Israeli strike in southern Lebanon. The Times of Israel details that the IDF claims the Lebanese vehicle entered an active combat zone without coordination. This strike comes as tensions rise with Hezbollah's recent drone attacks. The situation increases pressure on both military and diplomatic fronts. Turning to the Pentagon's concerns, Walla reports that the U.S. Department of Defense sees Israeli surveillance as a critical threat. The report comes after U.S. officials found surveillance software on their devices. This development may strain U.S.-Israel relations further. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post notes the IDF's investigation into the southern Lebanon strike. The strike, aimed at Hezbollah, might have unintentionally targeted Lebanese army personnel. This incident highlights the complexities of warfare in densely populated regions. On the internal front, I-24 News shares that an IDF soldier was caught on video assaulting Palestinians. This incident occurred during clashes in Huwara. The IDF has stated it will address the conduct of its soldiers, reflecting ongoing tensions in the West Bank. Finally, Axios reports on Trump's announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. The ceasefire is a diplomatic challenge for Netanyahu, but could pave the way for broader peace talks involving Iran. The regional stability hinges on the success of these negotiations. Turning to business and markets. First, from Tech, Guy Rosen, Meta's chief information security officer and senior Israeli executive, is stepping down. After nearly 13 years, his departure marks the end of an era in cybersecurity and AI leadership. Separately, Globes reports that Zutacor has raised $10 million for its cooling technology. The Sderot-based company's innovation focuses on waterless, direct-to-chip cooling for AI servers. And finally, Walla Business reveals the thriving black economy in Israel. The tax authority reports losses of at least 2.2 billion shekels annually due to fictitious invoices and tax evasion practices. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.